Let's look at the South. Before
There's
we
no commercials in no, this. You're used to commercials.
No, I'm not.
You're ready to go.
I'm not.
Sell
I'm
a
breaking
car.
This up. We're just breaking it up nicely so that we have nice little ins and outs with the audio tech.
The South is like. All right, go ahead. You're leading the show.
I was going to help take you out over here for a second because we have a little bit of camera time on ESPN Plus. I was going to compliment you on your shirt, but maybe I won't do that.
Is it a Maine shirt? These things are the greatest.
Let me ask
what
you
is it again?
Is it a Maine man? Get them in.
Do you?
Okay. Is it a greatest?
If they're not a sponsor, I'm not talking about it. If I'm not making money up, I'm not. Talking about Virginia get an easy road here?
Right out of the dryer.
Yeah, okay. Virginia get an easy route here?
Yeah, I think they got an easy route. I do. Although I like Oregon as a little upset team.
Yeah.
You're not as high on Purdue. You think Purdue, Villanova
I think they're 1-4
be...
for 17 game from Carson Edwards, and he's got a little of a bad back. He just went 4-for-17.
So you have inside information. You're like 4-1-1.
Well, it was in the Indianapolis Star. Greg Doyle wrote a column.
But that's your boy.
Yeah. I read a lot.
All year long, it's been Carson Edwards is going to have to carry this Purdue team.
No, and when he doesn't try to carry him, they're better.
Right. Okay, but that's sort of the thing. It's like he's going to have to carry them, and how far can he carry them?
See,
but yet they've been good even when he hasn't carried them. Isn't that right?
If he tries to carry them against Old Dominion, Jeff Jones, who, by the way, is a great story battling prostate cancer.
Yeah. Right.
One of your friends I know,
yes.
Seth. When Carson Edwards played where he did everything except try to score, meaning he cut, he handled, he defended, he drove, and then he scored, Purdue had the best game of the year against Ohio State, beat him by 100 at Purdue, and he probably still scored 20. I don't know what he did, but he did everything else. If he does that in this tournament, Purdue's going to beat Old Dominion.
I think sometimes less is more. I mean, sometimes you just, like, look, he's Mighty Mouse. He can go whenever he wants. Let's face it, Matt's given him more freedom than probably he would.
He's given him big dog freedom back when
back in the day.
Yeah.
And then he pulled the reins in a little bit. And then then Carson Edwards started playing well. And then all of a sudden, Carson Edwards, for some reason, tried to do just too much. Like, when they move it, especially with Williams in the post now, you bring Harms off the bench and he does his thing, like, less is more for him. Like, the fewer minutes Harms plays, the better off he is. Like, some guys just, you play them too many minutes and they lose their productivity. They lose their impact on the game. But I think they'll get through that game. This is an easier bracket. This is the easiest bracket.
Yep.
Without it. And I'll tell you what it is. You know, I heard you guys
can
talking
earlier.
Can I
play devil's advocate on that?
Yes.
What right. makes, it not, what makes it not so
I'll
easy?
Tell you. It's Greenberg and Dokic.
Let me go through this. You've got in this bracket, just in terms of winning, you've got the Big 12 champ,
yes.
Kansas State. You've got the Pac-12 conference tournament champ. You got the Big East regular season champ. You got the Big East tournament champ. You got the Big 10 co-champion. You've got the AAC
tournament champ. Yep.
And you got a team that was battling to be number one in the country in Tennessee. So in terms of championships and winning, not too bad.
This you know, like some people say this is like, you know, the tortoise and the hare bracket.
I think this is the pace of play.
Yeah, but here's what it is. It's let's get a stop bracket. Because here you got Virginia, elite defensive team. Kansas State, elite defensive team. Oregon, elite defensive team. Nova's good, not great. Purdue, a very good defensive
Wisconsin's
team.
Wisconsin's a very good defensive team.
I mean,
think.
if you go right down this bracket,
yeah.
This team is built, this bracket is built on the defensive end. It's built with a slow pace.
Does that bring losing into play more often for Virginia?
It could. Like, I think Kansas State's it would be an interesting game. If Dean Wade plays.
I was going to say, got to have Wade.
If Dean Wade plays,
healthy.
That Hunter that Dean Wade, like, look, Snead can score a little bit. Brown scores it. I mean, but what they do is that'll be old Wisconsin basketball. That'd be first to 55 wins.
Oh.
All right? I mean, that'd be first to 55 wins.
Ole Miss, Oklahoma. I do not like Oklahoma.
Game.
I had them early in the year. I thought they were going to be better. I love their coach, obviously. Christian James, very good. Mayock, what is his name? Brady, he looks like Larry Bird.
Yeah.
He does look like Larry Bird.
Manic.
Brady Manic.
Brady Manic. I'm going to go with Kermit Davis.
I'm going to fight with Kermit.
Are you?
Yes,
I like the way the guards are tough. Tyree.
Three perimeter guys are good.
Yeah, really good.
Me and Tyree is very good. Terrence Davis is very good.
Why do I get the feeling they were so up and down this series? Just because of the schedule they were playing?
Well, I mean,
they won a bunch of games in a row, then lost a bunch of games
in a
row.
Let me explain something to you.
Oh, geez, here we go.
Let me explain something. Your record is who you play, when you play, and where you play them. So when they played the teams they were supposed to beat, They won.
Yeah.
Kentucky, when they played those people, they lost. Right. Wisconsin, Oregon, I got Oregon. I think Oregon's good. I think Oregon officer Kenny Wooten's blocking some shots, which is a good thing.
You know what's interesting?
I think Pritchard and Paul White are pretty good.
Can Kenny Wooten take on Hap one-on-one everybody can stay with the three-point shooters?
Help.
That's the way to beat Wisconsin.
100%.
Now, can Kenny Wooten stay out of foul trouble?
That's an issue.
Because if you haven't played against Hap, he gives you all that. It's hard. It's hard when you don't. You think you know, but you don't know.
Yeah.
Do that again.
Gets the little reverse. Yeah.
You got a camera on my man over here.
The little reverse.
Twister.
This is for audio and visual. Less visual, hopefully.
But I'm telling you, Kenny Wooten, he athletically can guard him in a way. But if you're going to leave your feet, if you're going to expose yourself, you're in trouble with
Lewis him. King's playing really well for a young freshman. And I just think White and Pritchard. Pritchard's what, a fourth-year junior because he transferred? And Paul White's a fifth-year senior.
Georgetown.
I mean, I just think they're guarding. I mean, they really guard.
Dana Altman can coach the heck out of a team, but did it take this team a long time to figure out how to play without Bol Bol coming into the year thinking that this kid was going to be such an important part of this team? He gets hurt. They didn't play well, really, until March.
They were a circus at the beginning of the year because of Bol Bol.
Why?
Because, I mean, all the attention that he received.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I mean, here's this 7-whatever guy, and he's shooting threes, and, you know, the expectation was a little bit, I think, unrealistic. But I think Dana Altman, good week last week. NCAA tournament and a contract extension.
And a PAC championships.
And a PAC. Yeah.
And a contract extension.
And probably a couple of bonuses.
Nobody misses a contract extension like Seth. I mean, he's
nothing better than a contract extension.
You will find every assistant
when
coach.
When you've been whacked, contract extensions are good.
Nobody picks up on the contract extension like
Cincy
coach.
And Tennessee at the bottom?
Cincy and Tennessee, the one thing about Cincy is that little matchup that they do, it takes a while to get used to it. And in a short turnaround, you can't simulate that. Cincy was misseeded. Cincy deserved better.
I think Cincy was seeded there. It's almost like a favor. We're going to play in Columbus, and to do that, we got to seed you here, or else can't do that. That's how I looked at that.
Yeah.
I think that, like, Jared Caldwell was great today.
He's so good.
And he's so strong. Oh. He can just jump up and shoot it. And when either Broom or one of those other guys steps up and makes some shots, and Jennifer makes shots, and then the big guys just like Brooks, they just crack the glass.
You can look every year, and the big guys for Cincinnati 10 years ago are the same big guys that are at Cincinnati right now.
Just different names. Pound for pound, Mick Cronin. Best coach.
Cumberland. I feel like Cumberland.
He's 5'2". He's
no, I don't mean physically. I mean, like, yes. This dude doesn't get enough respect.
I agree with that.
I feel like,
I mean, nine straight NCAA tournaments.
I feel like Cumberland could have a terrible game, yet when the game's on the line, you still want the ball in his hands.
Jumps up and makes shots.
He just has ice water in his veins. Who comes out of that? So let's look at the South then. We got Duke coming out of the East. When all is said and done, who's going to come out of the South in your mind?
I think it's going to be Virginia. That's my gut feeling. I mean, I just think that Virginia is, I know they get hot and cold because at times they pitched it away more than usual. They're turning it over a little bit too much, and that worries me a little bit with this bracket. But I think Virginia is poised to get out of it. You know, the one game we didn't talk about is Villanova St. Mary's.
I don't like St. Mary's.
But you don't like Villanova.
I don't think Villanova will get out of the first weekend. I don't. Here's my deal. I mean, look, Pascal and Booth are good players, and it's great to see seniors step up and have good years. That's kind of a cool thing, and that's great. But, like, either Gillespie or Sadiq Bey have to play well for them to be good. Because they need someone else. I mean, they got Jermaine Samuels scoring buckets now.
Yeah.
But they win on culture. They win on toughness. They win because they're the best jump-stop pivoting team in America. I don't know. They just and Jay Wright is charmed.
I'm not jump-stop pivoting.
Oh, yeah,
I'll put Michigan's jump-stop pivoting against anybody.
I will take your Michigan, and I will raise you Villanova.
Is there a chance, and I'm going to say there isn't a chance, the best game I've seen St. Mary's play in my life was against Gonzaga. It was the best. I'm the best.
Jordan Ford's pretty good now.
Huh?
Jordan Ford is pretty good now.
Yeah, he's really good.
They spread it out, and I mean.
What the heck is this?
It's a microphone.
Oh. Right. You and Seth.
But I'm trying to get it turned off, but I just
made
it
happen.
You got Villanova in that one, huh?
I got Villanova. I'm taking Purdue over Villanova, but I'm not going to be surprised if Villanova doesn't make a run and
so
play
who do you
down.
Have coming out
Purdue.
Of this?
I got Virginia.
I got Virginia.
You still have Virginia, not Tennessee. Uh-huh. I'm surprised. And it doesn't even sound like it's close.
No,
it doesn't
I'm not
even
saying
sound like
it's
you guys
not
are
close.
Really even considering Tennessee.
I just think Virginia, you know, and you know what else? What have you done for me lately? Tennessee's great, and I loved them all year. Then I watched them today, and I thought they got discombobulated.
How about the pitching it all over the place?
Yeah, throwing the ball.
And, like, Auburn's good, but Auburn's not.
No.
I mean, I'll tell you what Auburn does. They create chaos, and they make shots.
I'll take Tennessee.
Always good to make shots.
We got to have a bet on this.
I'm sure you would like that.